We're back. So today we got Humza, also known as Primetime Humzy, coming on
to talk.
What's going on, Humza? Introduce yourself.
You already know. If you don't know who I am, it's Primetime Humzy, you know what I'm saying? Humza, you know what I'm saying? It depends. You can call me whatever. But, you know, you can find me on Instagram, Primetime Humzy.
Can you tell them how many TikTok followers you got?
We're currently sitting at 17.3. thousand, you know what I'm saying?
Can you explain your most recent TikTok video?
Not really. You know what I'm saying?
The last three TikTok videos, the top three pinned in your account?
Honestly, you're just going to have to see that for yourself, you know what I'm saying, if you actually want to see. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? We got a lot of stuff planned in the summer, man, so you know.
So do you think TikTok is what takes you to the next level?
Man, honestly.
With your recent content, with the same content, do you think that's going to propel you to
become a different type? Three videos you're talking about, that we're not going to go into further details in, but like, I feel like I'm going to like steer away from that, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, because five guys at 3 a.m. is definitely, it's always open, right?
You know, it really just depends.
You know, Halima, she's a listener of the Master Podcast.
No, how you know? Doing? You know what I'm saying? MRE. Just forget what he's saying, but honestly, man, like, I don't know, bro. I feel like that's going to like move, like push, like if I want to get like any like deals done or anything, I feel like that's gonna push them away, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
I would think,
oh no, I might have to start, you know, I got a whole lot of different, you know, shit coming. So
when's your next photo shoot? If y'all don't know Humza, he's a model, Instagram model as well.
No, you know, I'm working.
He's misunderstood.
Not misunderstood,
as Drewski would say.
Man, I'm working on it though. You know what I'm saying? Oh no, nah, the next one about to be crazy though. I ain't gonna lie. Some people not gonna like it.
Your Instagram name to them.
Primetime Humzy is also the Instagram name. You can find me at everywhere.
How many Z's in the Humzy?
One. There's only one. You know what I'm saying?
How many A's in the? How do you spell it?
Primetime, and then Humzy, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You're not one of the dudes that misunderstood,
See, that's that, they do too much, you know what I'm saying, but yeah. What? You know, the next one's gonna be crazy, some people might not like it, though, I ain't gonna lie.
So where's Omar at?
Omar, man, you know, he's at, where is he at? Oh, he's at the game. Yo, that's horny cat.
Yeah, we got a cat.
We got a horny cat now.
Yeah, it's currently in heat, and she's doing some interesting things over there.
Man, but what episode is this?
This will be episode 1 of season 2, I believe.
For real? Yeah. Oh, so I'm the first on the second season?
Yeah.
Like that, man. I like that.
I take anybody who wants to talk. Anybody who wants to hop on a podcast.
Respect.
If you wanted to hop on every podcast, even co-host, I'd be like, yo, Humza, come through.
Joe, yeah, nah, definitely. Let me come back as a co-host. That'd be kind of, you know, say, interesting.
Yeah. I need to work on getting a microphone set up, like a room.
I feel like you get like a microphone and then like a low key a camera for overall.
Yeah, a camera would work too, but then I gotta look good instead of just talking.
Yeah. I guess. You know what I'm saying? You can just pop on there whenever you like get out of bed.
Yeah.
But, you know. Yeah.
So, as some of y'all might know, me and Humza are participating in Ramadan
because we're Muslim. Man. Yes, sir.
So no food or drink.
No food or drink. I don't know why everybody keeps asking me, bro. So how are you not drinking water, bro?
Food or drink from 5 a.m. to about 8 at night.
Yeah,
basically. So pretty much what we'll do is we'll fast all day. All the boys will link at the mosque. We'll eat, pray. And then last night, I went to Wawa.
Oh, yes, sir.
Got coffee. Shout out to the women that try to follow us to Wawa.
We,
it's the same lady that makes our coffee every day at Wawa.
Oh yeah.
So we think on behalf of the Muslim Ummah, that we're gonna tip her $200 on Eid.
Yes, sir.
And you know, there's some charities that you should tell people about, and there's some charities that should be left alone that only you know about. And this is just one of those things that we're telling people what we're gonna do.
It's crazy. She's maybe there every day, bro. Like when I tell you we go to Wawa almost every night, bro. She's literally there.
She makes our coffee every single night.
I know she'd be mad as hell when we come in there. Did you like?
Yeah, it's like eight of us. Yeah. So what we're doing is we're trying to encourage people to give back, even if it's not in a religious manner. Like maybe just give to somebody like for example somebody who's making your coffee. Yeah. Someone who's there every single day, because like things like that, you never know what someone's going through. I'm not saying people that work at Wawa are like bums or anything like that, but they're not rich.
Yeah,
and you know, I'm pretty sure $200 would be a it would be generous, yeah, you know, generous for sure. But yeah, after we went to Wawa, Hamza decided to play me at FIFA. All right,
we're not even about to talk.
And
oh yeah, matter of fact, yo, if y'all, if anybody on here plays 2K, FIFA, Madden, and you think you have a chance of beating me, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, definitely hit my gamer tag at Primetime Hamzy again, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I really just can't, I can't lose. But honestly, last week, yesterday, you know what I'm saying?
No, let me explain what happened.
Let me explain what happened, okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm the guest here, you know what I'm saying? So basically what happened is, you know, I play PS5, he plays Xbox. I don't know why he plays Xbox, but, you know, we're going to keep going. He gave me a broken controller, you know what I'm saying? It was lagging, you know what I'm saying? So everybody he played, he beat, basically, because, you know, we had a bad controller. But, you know, I'm not really going to go into it. I was up 4-0, you know what I'm saying? And he came back and won 5-4. I don't know how it happened, but
explain to me how the controller was broken when you were up 4-0.
I'm just so good to the point where I can, like, you know what I'm saying, score goals with a bad controller. But, you know.
You up 4-0.
Yeah.
I came back and won 5-4.
I don't know.
I won 5-4. I scored the final goal in the 92nd minute.
Yeah, it's the core.
And I won, and I continued to win, and I was unstoppable.
Yo,
and tonight I'll be playing again.
See, okay, we're gonna be playing tonight or whatever. But you know what I'm saying? If I think honestly, I should have brought my PS5 because he really just can't touch me in PS5. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it was playing PS5, he probably would have lost.
Well, I typically stay away from Gay Station.
Gay Station?
Yeah, I don't play PlayStation.
Let's be real. Anybody who plays Xbox is, you know, on the other side.
Nobody I know really plays PS5 except for you.
Who plays Xbox? It's either PC or PS5.
Who plays Xbox? Either Xbox or PS or PC.
No, it's not.
PS5 is one of those things.
I don't even know what the new Xbox name is. S?
I don't know.
He doesn't even know. It's like, come on now. Let's get it together, bro. But you know, yeah, man. A lot of shit coming this summer, man. I ain't even going. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go into a little bit of detail. You know what I'm saying? So I got a lot of, cause you know, if you go to my page, my you know what I'm saying, my TikTok page and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of. It's funny. You know what I'm saying? Some funny content. You know what I'm saying?
To quote what Primetime Humzy on TikTok posted. He said, homophobia got y'all missing out on some good top.
Okay.
So can you get into detail on that? What do you mean by that? Explain, please.
Honestly, I don't really remember.
So I'm just going to quote it again. He said, this man right here, Hamza, he said, homophobia got y'all missing out on some good top.
Okay.
Top, as you know, is... Elaborate for us.
I don't know what top is. Honestly, it just came off the top of the head. And I was just like, you know, this is going to be something that people are going to laugh at. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I posted it.
So would you consider yourself a comedian?
I wouldn't say I'm a comedian, but I'm a funny guy. You know what I'm saying? I guess so. I mean, if you want to put it in the terms of comedian, I guess you can. But, you know.
Are you a misunderstood comedian?
I'm not misunderstood. I'm not misunderstood at all. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, you know, a lot of different stuff coming this summer, man, you know.
As in what?
As in, we want to talk about TikTok? I have a YouTube, you know what I'm saying, YouTube channel. I haven't posted on in a while. That's also Primetime Homsy. I'm definitely going to vlog Eid. But, yeah, that's coming back. I haven't posted a video in, like, I don't know, like five, 6 months, something like that.
The Eid outfits are going to be nuts.
Yeah, we have something planned for that. You know, stay tuned. I'm not even going to, you know, go into details about that. Y'all will see.
We got an Eid outfit that's coming.
Yeah, man. What's it called? Yeah, YouTube videos are coming all summer. You know what I'm saying? I have different ideas. And I got a lot of videos coming on TikTok also. A lot of photo shoots on Instagram. You know, we're just going to see where this takes us. You know what I'm saying? So,
your life, from the beginning of your life to now, what propelled you to want to do what you're doing?
I don't know. I think it was like...
What made you want to be a photographer or a model? What made you want to be...
I put it in terms of, like, social media influencer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what made you want to be that?
It's just, like, I don't know.
What made
know,
you
like,
want to be an influencer?
I don't know. It was... I was watching other influencers, and I was just, like, I feel like I can do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? So, it was just, like...
Do you feel like your sister played a role in this?
No.
At all?
Actually,
I feel like she judged you pretty hard to where you...
Actually, no. She says, you know what I'm saying? You might be able to, you know, make it, you know what I'm saying? You keep doing your shit, but... Basically, you know, my family, they're hating on me. You know what I'm saying? Omar doesn't want to do no type of videos. You know what I'm saying? He's goofy. My parents, they just want me to go to school, you know, yeah, stay with foreign shit, you know what I'm saying? As y'all don't know, you know, my parents are foreign, you know.
Nigerian,
you know what I'm saying? So, you know how that goes. But, yeah, man, you know, I'm honestly, I feel like in a couple years, this is actually going to take me somewhere. But, you know, we're going to see, you know.
So, has those Nigerian ass whoopings ever propelled you to, like, want to make it in life?
No, honestly.
Because I don't know if you know anything about an Egyptian ass whooping, but it's pretty bad. It's
basically the same.
Yeah, bro. It's pretty bad.
It's basically the same. But you literally, never mind, I don't even want to say. See, oh my god, ass.
Yeah, I seen a Nigerian ass whooping in person before.
Man, you know what I'm saying?
And it was like, I'm not even being dramatic. I'm not trying to be funny, but it was frightening. It was. it really changed my life. I started thinking, how can I avoid seeing that ever again?
You know what I'm saying,
man? And it pops up in my daily life.
Amen. You know, that's like, bro, because if my dad would have seen my TikTok page, bro.
Yeah.
See, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know.
My Uber driver, he was Nigerian. And I gave him a $20 tip because I remember how bad your dad smacked your brother. I said, I don't want that happening to me ever again.
Bro.
I mean, I don't want it to happen to me.
I don't know why that even happened. I forgot, but that was kind of wild. I ain't going to lie. He really did that in front of everybody. But you know, that was a while ago though, you know what I'm saying? So
I mean, it stuck with me.
Yeah, I know.
Changed my life for the better, man. I don't wanna be no thug.
That's just
I don't wanna be a thug. I don't wanna do drugs. That hand might be coming, man. And it's not good.
I was saying some shit. I was about to say something. What's it called? Talking about YouTube, right? Is that what was that? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well,
so,
you were talking, I asked you what in your life has inspired you to be.
Oh, yeah. That's what we were talking about. So, basically, yeah. I seen, I don't know if, you know, I was watching, like, DDG, stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? People like that.
Yeah.
I was just like, yo, like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know what I'm saying? I can get to that point, you know what I'm saying? If I just, you know what I'm saying?
If you know what I'm saying, right?
Oh, my fault. Yo, everybody says, like, when they talk to me, I always say, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying?
I've heard podcasts a few times, yeah.
I know, yeah, it happens, but whatever. Yeah, in the near future, bro, definitely, you know what I'm saying? I said it again. I'm going to be Florida, you know what I'm saying? Cali,
Florida
type shit, you know?
His parents not letting him outside of the city.
That's what I'm saying, I got to make my own money, you feel me? So, you know, it's going to get there, though, you know what I'm saying? Just stay tuned.
So, is there a girl that you're trying to impress? is that what I'm getting at? Because usually men do things for one of two reasons. They want to be something in life.
Yeah.
Or they want to have sex with the most attractive thing they can find.
I wouldn't say that's a bad thing about, you know, the fame. You know?
And usually, I'm going to be honest with you, 99% of what men do is usually to set themselves up to have sex with whatever they
I mean, that came across that, my
that,
mind.
That, yeah, see, I know how it works.
But I'm that's man, not but. The main reason, though. You know what I'm saying? I want to settle down with one person, you know what I'm saying?
Impossible.
It's not that.
It's never going to work.
How? Why do you think that?
You're a player, man.
I'm not. See, it's just the narratives, man.
I mean,
the narratives are crazy, bro. Like,
I remember, we were in Miami one night. No, I'm joking. But I asked you, I said, Hamza, are you still talking to that one girl? And you said, which one?
I don't know. That really
brought it out. Like, okay, he's a player. So I thought I'd bring you up here and I'd ask you about that.
That's got to be a long time ago, man. Because I'm not a player no more, actually. You know what I'm saying? I'm a solid individual, you know? If you really want to
act. So how do you balance being Muslim with being a player? How do these two things not cross paths?
Okay, so you already know you're doing wrong. You know what I'm saying? But
because you know you're wrong.
You don't want to take it to the extent where it's like you doing wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, OD.
Well, wrong, just to clarify for them, because they might not all be Muslim.
Yeah.
Wrong is sliding in the DMs.
Yeah, that's wrong.
That's wrong.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Every word you say to her is wrong until you are married or her father is involved or it's haram, it's forbidden, it's a sin. So how do you not how do you mix getting all this ass with being Muslim?
But I just, you know what I'm saying? You just gotta pray, you know what I'm saying? You gotta,
Stop praying, right?
Never stop praying. Yo, that's one thing I do want to say on here, bro. Never stop praying, because we all sinning on a daily basis, bro. Maybe you don't even know that you sinning, but you sinning, bro, you know what I'm saying? So just don't forget to pray, you know, and, ask for forgiveness, man. you know what I'm saying?
Praying will open doors you never thought.
Exactly, bro. Like, stuff will happen, and you're just like, wow, I prayed for this, man. You know, like, I'll be praying, so I'm like, yo, I need to make, like, yo, I want to make it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, dude, it's crazy. No, what's actually crazy is before I posted those videos, I was at, like, 3,000 followers, bro. And this is when I first started. I was like, yo, like, bro, because when I was at 3,000 followers, I was, like, posting a lot, but it wasn't getting no, like, you know what I'm saying?
Traction?
No traction for real. So I was just like, maybe I should pray or something, like, you know what I'm saying? So I did. And then boom, bro, like, the video just started going boom, 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 millions, millions, billions. I was like, yo. So now I'm just like, okay.
Millions of what?
Views, man.
On what?
My videos.
On TikTok?
Yeah, on TikTok.
So you prayed for those videos?
I prayed, but it's crazy how it happened, though, you know what I'm saying? The type of videos I posted, bro, like, it's just like, yeah. Wow, like, it still happened, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even after posting those type of videos, but, I mean, you know.
Okay, clarify those type of videos, because I don't want them thinking that you're like a male porn star.
So basically, all right, you know what I'm saying, let's just get to the clear stuff, all right? So basically, my first couple videos was just like trying to be funny, you know what I'm saying? They weren't getting no traction, I guess I wasn't funny back then or whatever. And then I was like, yo, what's really popping? It was at the time where, you know, like Aiden Ross and stuff like was popping off, like saying that sus stuff, but everybody was laughing at it because it was funny. I'm like, bro.
To clarify, being sus is kind of funny.
Yeah, it's like...
Much as dudes want to deny it...
Yeah,
like,
I know.
People saying gay stuff, it gets people... like
It's funny, bro. It's funny. Like, I don't know. Like, most people think it's funny, but there's that select few that's like, yo, bro, like, that shit ain't funny, bro. Like, back away from me, bro, that shit, blah, 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 blah.
That's the type of dudes that really might be gay.
That's like, what I'm saying. Exactly,
if you're not comfortable,
bro,
being gay with your homies, like... Not actually. Having sex, right? But if you're not comfortable being gay with, like, your friends, then you ain't really a real man. Nah, I'm gonna,
yo, like, it's like that. Bro, you just be saying, like, how do you want to...
Nah, because you got to be in the moment, you know.
Yeah,
I mean?
Bro, it got to be like somebody would say something, and then you just say something back, like yeah, in a gay way or whatever. And niggas will laugh, like, this shit's funny, but like, anyway, so I was like, I saw that stuff happening, and I was like, okay, let me make my own videos, you know what I'm saying? So I made one. It was my first one I ever made, and that shit, like, took off, bro. Like, I think it's still at, like... No, matter of fact, before that one blew up, I had a video that blew up.
Which one?
It was a group chat video. It was,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, you deleted it, right?
Yeah, I had to delete it. They took the sound off, bro. But, it was, what happens when you send the girl you're talking to the group chat. And, like, I sent the girl or whatever, and they just started coming at her or whatever. So then... Everybody was eating that up. It got like, I think it was at 4 million. It was like 4 million views, bro. And then, but people were in the comments coming at us. They was like, yo, y'all disrespectful for talking about her like that, blah, blah. Even though girls do the same thing, bro.
Oh, yeah, of course.
They do the same exact thing, bro.
That's the thing about society. Women get glorified for just being women, but men don't have any value unless they provide something. Women have value just for being women, but men, we don't get anything for being a man.
Except
get told to do better, get told to make more money,
bro,
get told to provide more value. That's it.
And they will come at you for doing stuff that they do on a daily basis. It's crazy because they was coming at us for saying, for some of the people in the group chat saying like the girl was like didn't look good or whatever. But y'all acting like they don't have group chats that they like be sending niggas in there and they'd be like, yo, that nigga's ugly, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I just made a video out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think society's gotten weak.
Yeah, I'm saying like, y'all dudes just like, soft, niggas can't, yeah, niggas are soft, soft, bro. Like at that
dudes
point, you know
soft.
What I'm saying? So it was just like, but anyway, yeah, that joint blew up or whatever. And then that's when I saw the Aiden Ross stuff going up and I was like, okay, let me make another video, you know, see maybe that go viral. That shit went up. So I'm like, okay, let me make another one. So I made another one. So the first one I made, what did I say? Oh, so yeah, the homophobia make y'all miss out on. No. I said if somebody gave me $1 million to suck off the homie,
yeah,
they gonna have to give me $1 million to stop. It's like shit.
But I felt that.
That shit was funny. Every night.
I felt that deep in my soul.
Okay.
Yo, you gonna go. I felt that deep in my soul, bro.
Yo, shit, everybody ate that shit. That shit was funny as fuck, bro. Everybody in the comments was weak as shit. That's what. That's the video that I got all my followers, well, most of my followers off of, you know what I'm saying? But, and then I made another one. That one went viral. And then I made another one, I think. And that one was, like, semi-viral. I think it had, like, 500,000 views or something like that. But, you know, I'm kind of, like, I'm kind of going, like, steer away. Because I'm coming to the point in time where it's, like, shit like that is going to actually start mattering that I put out on social media. You know what I'm saying? So, like, boy, if...
acting gay?
Yeah.
Like, except in America, though. You're good.
No, but I'm saying, like, if I actually want, like, some type of endorsements and stuff. Like, because I literally had only one so far.
What was it?
It was a facial... I still had the video up on my page, but it was like a facial, some facial cream.
How much did you get paid for that?
Out of Amsterdam. It was like, they gave me $50 to post a video, and then they gave me their products for free, and the products was like $75.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. I still have them, you know what I'm saying? That's why people ask me how I got my clear skin. I think it was from that, bro, because from then.
You want to say their name? Shout them out?
Fuck.
You're sponsored by them.
I forgot their name, bro. I don't think I'm sponsored by them no more, though. They haven't been in touch, so it's just like, you know, let that go. But, yeah, I think at this point, I got to start just making funny videos that's not, like, OD. So, like, I'll probably throw one in there here and there, but, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I actually, because...
You see what's big right now? Going out in public?
Yeah, that's
and just and, like, yo, hold my phone?
Yeah.
And then I seen that TikTok dance.
Yeah, they be doing shit like that, but it's just like...
It's kind of cringe.
Yeah, that's... And you might get I don't want to get to the point where it's like, that shit's cringy as fuck. Like, I just want to, you know what I'm saying, enjoy myself, but, like, at the same time, I'm not trying to make no content that's, like, corny as fuck, you know what I'm saying?
You might get jumped.
I might get jumped. I ain't worried about that, you know what I'm saying? Yo, okay, let me get this clear. Let me make this clear, bro.
You're 5'1".
No, I'm 5'7", you know what I'm saying? Let me make this clear, though. A lot of videos I post be funny or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But don't try me, you know what I'm saying? Don't try me.
Because
I'll be around them, you know what I'm saying? So,
I'm
just let that, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, you know, just don't try me. Anyway, but like, what's it called? Boom. So, yeah, I'm actually like, I enjoy fashion too, you know what I'm saying? That's why I feel like if I get an endorsement off of my fashion, that's when I feel like I'll be like, yo, I made it type shit, you know what I'm saying? Because I really like... I don't know, like, if you go to my page, y'all know, like, I really love fashion, you know what I'm saying? So, it's going to... I feel like I want my Instagram to blow up more than my TikTok, for real. Because that's where the money's for real at.
What, Instagram?
Instagram,
bro. Of course.
Yeah. Most definitely. Like, that's where the money's at, you know what I'm saying? That's where everybody will be able to see you, like, fashion and shit. So, that's where I really want to blow up at. But, you know what I'm saying? We'll see. Like, I'm telling... Like I said, real summer, most definitely is, you know, it's going to be a movie, for sure. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man.
Now, do you think that you're making the right steps to do that? Or do you think you're just BSing?
I feel like I was BSing the past couple months. Like, I like just post a video and just stop. Like, because, you know, at the same time, I'm at work and I'm doing school and shit. So it's just like, it's not like I really have that much time. That's why I'm saying in summer. But
okay. So did you see that Sheep got listed on Robinhood today?
I'm not. See, I deleted Sheep. Oh, yeah.
Sheep got listed on Robinhood today. And then went up. It went up maybe 40%.
I deleted my stocks because, you know, I lost money on there. I feel like stocks are stupid in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Because you never know what's going to happen. It's just, I moved on from, you know, this is some haram ass shit too. But instead of stocks, I've been betting on sports. You know what I'm saying? Like, type shit, you know what I'm saying? I've been hitting on them parlays, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm going to stick to because I know sports. You know, I know basketball, I know football.
Okay, so I don't gamble much. Like, I don't, because it's one, it's haram.
Yeah.
Two, I'm not the best at it.
Yeah.
But the last time I put money on something, Stakfurullah Azim, I put $10 on Deontay Wilder to beat Tyson Fury, knowing Tyson Fury was going to win.
Yeah.
But I just did it because the money was so good coming back. It was like, I bet 10, get back 50. So I was like, all right, I'll bet 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't care if I lose 10 bucks.
Yeah.
And I lost.
Hey, bro, like, that's why it's like, you got to bet on the stuff that you...
Now, what was your most recent parlay?
My most recent parlay was the championship game in college, and then I mixed it with some basketball. So it was just like rebounds for Bayco, and then it was like points or some shit. It was, I don't remember, but I think I made like 150 off that one. But I've made like... I don't even want to say it, but it's a lot though.
Like, how much?
It's I don't want niggas pocket watching, bro. You know what I'm saying? But it's a lot. I'm
over or under 2,000.
Over. That's the, but I'm gonna stop there. But
in what time frame though?
In 2 months. Yeah, I know. So I'm
chilling. That's not bad. I mean, it's not like I mean, okay, over under 5K in those 2 months.
I'm not gonna say.
So under 5K.
I'm not gonna say. But I'm just gonna say, like, I took a chill because of Ramadan, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't really be bitten.
Now, is this due to maybe a Palestinian guy we know?
Who? What do you mean?
That's really big in sports betting.
Oh, yeah, there's this Palestinian
guy. Is this what this is about? Did y'all connect?
I mean, we connect.
Did y'all contact each other on the nightly?
We do contact each other on the daily basis, you know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna say his name, But you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we both help each other out. You know what I'm saying? And
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, you know Q, L, M, N, O, P.
But man, yeah, man, we both made a killing off of that thing, man. We're going to keep going after Ramadan, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to try to stay away from it. I'm going to steer away from it, like, gradually, you know what I'm saying? Because you can't really just stop.
I mean, you just stopped on Ramadan. Why can't you stop again?
Because in the beginning... You know what I'm saying? I was still kind of... But it takes time, I'm telling you, bro. Because, like, when you, like, see a game, you like, bro, I can really bet on this. Like, this nigga's definitely going to hit, like, 100 yards or whatever. And you just got to do it, bro. It's crazy.
Well, one thing I learned is if you ever want to win money, bet against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, most definitely.
And you'll win some money. Like, every time the Eagles play the Cowboys, we just... never going to happen. Like, we'd never win. Every time we play... The Seahawks with Russell Wilson, we never win. There's just certain teams we would never beat, and I would put my whole life savings on.
They're trash. They're honestly trash. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm a Packers fan, most definitely. You know, Super Bowl coming this year, 2023 or whatever. But
and what? Y'all don't have anybody.
Yo, we do have everybody except for Devontae Adams. Like, honestly,
except for the biggest piece of your team,
bro. We're gonna get some receivers before the season starts. And we're just going to take off from there, honestly. I'm also a Thunder fan. Don't want to talk about that for real. We're going
to... It's probably been a while since you wanted to talk about that.
Oh, yeah. This has been a long time. But, you know, in a couple of years, we're definitely going to be back in contention. But, you know what I'm saying? Until then, I'm just going to have to watch these other teams in the playoffs, man. You know?
And give so, a little onto better. A deeper subject than just sports. What do you got to say to the kids? I'm not joking.
Okay, bro.
What do you got to say to the kids out there that don't know what they want to do with
their honestly, life? Bro, like, just go for it, for real, for real. Like, I know everybody be saying the same shit. Go for it, go for it, go for it.
No, but honestly, going for it is 70% of the battle. Like, if you never, like, what if never went to the arena? So that means, like, what if, like, if I say what if I go, but never go?
Yeah.
It never, you know, and what if never showed up to the arena?
Facts. It's just like, bro, you honestly just got to take that first step, and then you just got to be consistent with it. That's my problem. Like, I wasn't consistent with it because, you know, I had a whole lot of other shit going on. But if I actually want to take this to the next level, I got to think, like, if I'm actually doing this, if I actually want to do this for a living, I'm not going to be, you know, working a 9-to-5 or whatever. I'm not going to be really in school doing all this shit, bro. So I got to really, like, put time aside to actually do this shit and not do it as, like, a little fucking hobby for every 30 minutes, you know what I'm saying? I actually got locked in. That's why I stopped... That's really the main reason I stopped YouTube, because it was just like the editing process took so long, so I was just like, I don't really have that time.
That's why I started the podcast. Yeah. And I got inconsistent with it. I stopped doing it, and then, you know, obviously it takes time to rebuild your viewers and rebuild everything. But I want to get back on it consistently, and you're welcome anytime you want to hop on.
Yes, sir, most definitely. We can work
on a deal maybe on the side.
Yeah, most definitely.
Start something.
No, I mean, it's just like, I keep it within, you know what I'm saying? So, like, even if I do blow up, I'm going to be shouting out the people that I actually, like, been fucking with, like, since I was a kid for real, like,
yeah,
like.
But I think the biggest thing when it comes to blowing up, now I'm not interested in, like, the same things you're interested in. Yeah. But it's, you got to do something that's different.
Yeah, I know.
Or you have to do something that's so good at what everybody else is doing that it triumphs them, you know? You just got to find your niche and you got to find what you want.
That's also another thing that I'm just like, I'm trying to find my footing, you feel? Like, I don't know what, because I'm just bouncing around doing different shit. And I got to find, like, that one thing that I'm actually really, really good at, you know what I'm saying? People be saying, everybody be saying, yo, you be making everybody laugh. Like, bro, just get into, like, funny shit, like comedy or whatever, but everyone's doing that shit. I'm gonna be, that's the thing.
I mean, that was me in high school. Like, I got some jokes.
Yeah, that's what, you do got some jokes,
yo,
bro.
I used to be, like, I lost the award, what is it, Class Clown?
Yeah.
I lost because I was so funny. I think, I believe that. I lost. What? I lost because I was too funny. Like, I didn't have no chill.
Was too funny? Oh,
no offense. I forgot who won. No offense to, what, Nas? I think Nas won. No offense, Nas.
Uh-huh.
But I think I won that. But I'm not dwelling on, like, yo, I should have won Class Clown. I don't care.
You it's know? Crazy how many people fall off after. I don't even want to say no names, but hell of niggas fell off after high school, bro. Like, thank God I didn't fall off. Like, I'm actually getting more traction after high school, but it's crazy how many people fall off.
Well, what do you mean by fall off?
Looks-wise, personality-wise, like, Instagram.
Oh, yeah,
you know
for
what
sure.
I'm saying? The popularity, you all know, that shit.
Some girls that I used to think in high school were, like,
oh, you know, yeah, oh. You
it's
know
done.
How
it's, yeah, it's finished. No.
It's finished.
Please stay away from
it's
me.
It's finished,
you
bro.
You know, and I look at them now, and I'm like,
that's what I'm saying,
baby,
bro. It's
what,
really
what happened to you?
It's astounding, bro. Like, it's
your
really
grandma
crazy,
like, baby,
bro.
What happened to you? That's me, like, what
like,
happened
what
to you?
The, like, it's really crazy when I see shit like that. I'm just like, damn, bro. Like, you really fell off the face of the earth, my nigga. Like, but, you know, I don't like hating on people, you know what I'm saying? I always spread love, you know what I'm saying?
I hate it. It kind of humbles you in a way.
Yeah.
Because, like, these people were, like, at the top at one point.
And then
now at the
yeah,
bottom,
that's,
you
that's,
know?
That's,
so that now it's like you got to apply it to your own life.
Yeah, facts. No, that's definitely facts, bro. But, yeah, man, it's really just crazy, bro. So I look at that shit and I'm like, yo, the same shit can happen to me for real, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I just gotta, you know, lock in and stay consistent.
You end up with one arm or one leg or something like that.
You
like,
said what?
You might end up with one arm.
I'm saying, oh, yeah, you never know. You really never know what can happen.
I got
life,
homies
bro.
From
really
high school
crazy.
That died.
Same, bro. Like, it's really crazy. It'd be the people that you really don't expect.
Yeah, rest, so in, just peace, like, rest in peace, Sean.
Yeah, rest in peace to Sean, for real.
He's
like,
a good dude.
Really, one of the nicest niggas I knew, bro. For real. And shit like that just happens.
You know, it's always the nicer ones. It's always the nicer people. The people you don't expect.
Exactly. That's what I'm
and
saying.
And then the people that's doing whatever with their life, you know, they just a lot. They're invincible, bro,
yeah.
You know?
It's crazy, bro. Y'all just got, you know, just make sure you, you know, stay in contact with people for real. Like, if you actually fuck with them, you know what I'm saying? Make sure they know that you fuck with them or whatever. And because you really never know. You might, you know, see somebody one day. Next day, he's gone. Boom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just
I think that's a big thing, especially that, I mean, I learned as being a Muslim. I'm sure your dad too. But always keep in touch with people. Like, the people that you're cool with, even if they don't hit you up first, that's fine. Facts. But stay in touch with them, you know, because some people, that's just how they are, you know. It's
yeah.
Like, they don't hit anybody up first, you know, not even their own mom. So,
yeah.
It's just, you gotta take initiative as a friend, and you gotta be like, hey, what's up? And they're probably always down to, like, link with you or do whatever, but you just gotta put in that effort, like, hey, what's up? You gotta show them, as, like, we're Muslim, so we gotta represent Islam in a good way.
Yeah.
So, it's like, if I... Like, I have friends that, you know, like, you have friends that are, like, not like me and you, where we grew up together, right? But,
yeah.
Like, say you met them at work.
Uh-huh.
Like, you met some friends at work, and then you stopped working there. But y'all were cool when you were there.
Yeah.
Like, those people, you should check up on them. Like,
yeah,
hey,
yeah,
how you doing,
yeah,
bro?
Yeah, how you
because
doing?
They, especially in America, they just know you as that Muslim dude.
Yeah.
So, if you show them, like, good manners and good etiquette.
Yeah.
Like, it's gonna put a good look on Islam, and it's
yeah.
also gonna make you look, oh, like, I like that one Muslim guy I met 30,
yeah.
he always checked up on me, he always, you know, that's one thing, I feel like that's important for me, at least.
But you can leave it to this man to make everything so deep, bro, like, this man got a stinking life.
No, I'm not trying to make you deep, I'm just saying that's how I feel about
hey,
certain
man.
Things. I feel like everything in life should be deep, though.
You see,
you
shouldn't
see,
be so
see
this is what I'm saying,
you
bro.
Shouldn't be so shallow.
you
shouldn't
I'm
be
saying?
So shallow, I'm serious.
Bro, I mean, it's just like, I don't know, bro. You got to enjoy yourself at the same time, bro. Like, you know, and some stuff are, like, you know, deep and shit, but, you know, you gotta enjoy yourself, man.
As in what way? Enjoy yourself in what way?
Like, you know, how long is this supposed to be? Because I don't want, like...
We'll go to, like, 40 minutes.
40? Okay. Like, it's just like, I don't... You know, it's just like, if you want to, like, as we were saying before, like, if you want to actually go for something, do it. If you actually want to enjoy it, you know what I'm saying? Like... Because life is short, you know, so you got to...
Life is very... 1 minute,
Yeah.
I mean, you can think about, like, when we were, like, 12, right?
Yeah.
And you just look back, like, oh, and then boom, 10 years later, yeah, we're here, you know?
Well, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy, bro. Time flies for real, but, you know. Yeah, man.
22 years, I mean, it goes fast, and if, you know, you don't
try something, it does.
You're going to look around at your life, you're going to be 35 and doing nothing.
Exactly. So. Amen.
So, always pray and always have some gratitude.
Yes, sir. Honestly, bro, like, this is another thing, but I want to rap. It's like, no, I don't want to rap. I don't want to rap. But, like, I low-key, you know what I'm saying? I can spit some shit.
Let's hear something.
I need a beat, bro. No, I don't need a beat. I don't need a beat, bro. Right. I can spit some. Acapella, you know what I'm saying? I can spit some hot shit off.
All right, go ahead.
Hold on. Okay, wait. This is off the dome. I can't think about it. All right.
We're going to end the podcast with...
Primetime Homsy freestyle, you know.
Primetime Homsy freestyle. Exclusive on
exclusive.
On the
matter of fact, I do need a beat, yo. Let me make a beat real quick, bro. You know what I'm saying? I do need my beat, bro. I just got a couple beats here, you know what I'm saying? Actually, matter of fact, no, we're not gonna do that. I have a song I already made, bro. I'm just gonna play for y'all.
Okay, play.
You know what I'm saying? It was a joke though. Listen, don't take this too seriously. But you know what I'm saying? I'm getting in the booth soon, bro. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Let me find this shit. Here it is. Y'all ready, bro? I don't think y'all ready, bro. Here we go. It's really crazy because niggas don't even know that I can spit that shit. You know what I'm saying? I spit that hot shit.
I mean, I know you spit.
You see, what? That's the shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's some gay ass shit, but that was kind of funny. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know you be spitting on
it. You know what I'm saying? So
with the double twist.
Okay, you know, see, he took it too far. You
double
know,
twist.
Double twist is wild, bro. Hey, but I'm gonna make it a commitment to have like 30,000 followers the next time I come up here, bro. Cause I'm at 17,000, I'm gonna make a commitment to get 13,000 more before I come up here, bro. That's how you show you.
Send a bot to your account, and get you like 50,000 followers.
Nah, bro, that's what Q did, bro. He sent like likes to one of my Instagram pictures.
I think they shadow banned you for that.
They do?
Yeah.
That shit was goofy, bro. Yo, my Wi-Fi is ass, bro. Yo, fuck. I wanted to show... I guess y'all gonna have to hear this shit next time, because it's...
I mean, if you're a real rapper, like, if you have real knowledge, right? If you have real knowledge, it's not in a book. It's not somewhere stored away. It's in your brain. You see what I mean?
I mean, yeah, I see what you're saying, but at the same time...
There's a story. Imam Al-Ghazali, he...
Who the hell is that?
Imam Al-Ghazali, he's one of the four greatest imams in Islamic history.
Okay.
He was getting robbed... His caravan was getting robbed. And he told the guy who was robbing his caravan, he said, hey, don't take my books. All my knowledge is in there. Uh-huh. And the thief, he said, how is it knowledge? If it's how is it knowledge? What type of knowledge is it if you don't already know it?
Know it. Word.
And he said that he realized God told him to tell him that. And he pretty much, he reset his life after that. And he decided that everything he... All the books he had, he's gonna learn them because it was just books. Like, books aren't knowledge. Yeah. Sorry to get deep with you, but.
again.
But my point is, you're talking about, oh, you got this skill set, but you can't just pull a skill set right out. You need to go on some pre recorded line you got on your phone. Let's see what you got, though.
Okay, here you go. I think this is the one.
No. The quote said, what type of knowledge is it? That I can steal it. That's what the thief said.
What type of knowledge
is it if I can steal it?
Oh, how steal your knowledge. Wait, that's not really knowledge. All right, here you go. I found that shit. Hold on. Don't take it seriously.
So I don't think that was that bad, but let's just talk about this before we the podcast. Why did it have to be so violent?
Why did it have to be so violent?
Can you open this? Why did you choose violence in that?
I need to check out the music before. Did I really? There was violence in there?
Yeah, I mean,
you know, I just really spit on what's, you know, the top of my head type shit, you know what I'm saying? And I just write it down, you know what I'm saying? And I just get, I don't even go into a booth, bro. I was in my closet making that shit. But I made that shit like 2 years ago, you know what I'm saying? It was a while ago, you know what I'm saying?
You don't think it was violent?
It was a little bit violent, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's like, what are you supposed to rap about?
You got a good point.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, but yeah, it was okay. A little violent. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, I appreciate y'all for listening. If you're still here, yes, this was Primetime Humzy. Right now, we're going to wrap up the Nassar podcast. If y'all got any questions, if y'all want to be on the show, hit me up on Instagram, Nassar_MM_.
And I will be back.
You will be back for sure.
I will be back.
Assalamu alaikum.
All right, bro. So.